broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show live tonight. Back from a small hiatus, working another job, heading from here to there and back again. You know, I think wasn't that Bilbo Baggins?
Yeah, Bilbo Baggins and Frodo did the preface.
Well, I'm not interested in who did the preface. It was, anyway, back on the live Phil Hendry Show here tonight, and every night, Monday through Friday from 10 p. to 1 a., and of course, we're on the air till 1 o'clock on the Pacific Coast and 4 o'clock Eastern Time in the a.m. of a Saturday, and this is a good night to be on the air because people are out and about. And of course, we're live on our website, philhendryshow.com. You can watch us on Phil TV in HD. 3 solid hours every night of our live video cast showing you how we do our show, the most interesting radio show to watch as well as listen to, we like to think, in the universe. And, of course, you can access all of our archives. Nonetheless, we are here, and we are very grateful to have you with us. Some very twisted things in the news tonight and some interesting things in the news tonight and everything in between. One of the things that's twisted is the fact that Westboro Baptist Church plans to picket Steve Jobs' funeral. Now, these are people, as you know, that know no real depth to their depravity. One of the most depraved aspects of these people is that everything they do in the name of Jesus Christ, God, and other respected and beloved and sacred names to people who are Christian. Nonetheless, this is what Westboro Baptist Church has been doing, not only to what they plan on doing with Mr. Jobs, but at the funerals of soldiers, which, my God, I mean, I got to tell you, that breaks all records. I never even thought in a million years anybody would have the guts to go to the funeral of a soldier and essentially call that individual a sinner, because he was fighting on behalf of the great saint in America. Nonetheless, we're going to talk with David Castorini, who is the minister there at Youth Ministries, the David Castorini Youth Ministry in Tucson, Arizona. Tonight, our affiliate spotlight is on the good people at KRYK in Chinook, Montana, yes, and WEUS in Orlando, Florida. And I think we've been on that station in Orlando longer than we've been on any radio station in Orlando ever in the history of
Orlando.
In the history of Orlando, yeah.
I think they like us. No, I haven't said that. They'll probably pull us off the air.
Well, you know, that's what I. Let's not count our chickens before they have feathers.
Still.
No, we're very grateful, and we thank all of you folks in Orlando and elsewhere who can find us. I mean, who listen to us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, we do a local show here in Los Angeles. And if you are in the L.A. area, or if you're watching us on Phil TV, which you can also watch the show, you'll notice that I have a very difficult time on that show. I go between two phone numbers. I always forget the local phone number, and I give our national number, and then I remember to give our national number. Anyway, there's a drinking game whereby when I give the wrong phone number, you're supposed to take a shot of Don Julio tequila.
Oh, so it is Don Julio.
Get close to the mic, will you?
So it is Don Julio.
Yes, you have to do this with Don Julio. So if you want to play the Phil Hendry drinking game, it's on Saturday nights. If I give the national number by mistake instead of the local number, you have to take that $60 bottle of Don Julio and start taking hits off of that. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. David Castorini with us, the pastor of Castorini Youth Ministries in Tucson, Arizona. And David, good to have you with us tonight. Thank you for being with us.
Billy, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Let's take a look at this story. I know that you have a couple of thoughts on this. First of all, I want to ask you, have you had any interaction with people in Westboro Baptist?
Well, no, Phil. I would never have occasion to interact with those individuals. For starters, they're not in the same part of the country as us. We are in the Southwest, and the other is that we're not part of the same overall denomination. We're Pentecostal. I believe they call themselves a Baptist church, but I don't think they're Pentecostal. I think they might be Church of Christ or one of the others. But so from that standpoint, we would never see them at any of our national conclaves. And of course, their methods are, you describe them as almost verging on blasphemy. If not...
Verging on? Don't you think they actually do blaspheme?
I'm not going to make that judgment. I wouldn't make that judgment on any church. I would not even make that judgment I was going to say on a satanic church. I suppose I should, but...
I've got satanic churches clearly blasphemy.
That is correct, but the point that I'm making is I don't like to judge other Christian churches, other religious, anyone's religious experience, but I'll give you this. The Westboro Baptist, I don't think that they have much to do with Christianity at all, and that's my feeling. But having said that, I do have some feelings on the... on what they're saying about Steve Jobs.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you on. I'm not going to say that you agree with them, but you sort of...
Let me say this. I know that Steve Jobs is respected and loved. And in his life, he was not only respected and loved, he was feted, and he and probably rightfully so, I don't know. And now in death... people have, they have been speaking in glowing terms, in respectful terms, eulogizing him, memorializing him. That might be all well and good, but let's step back from Steven Jobs as the legendary figure of the computer and the personal computer experience. Let's talk about what he did, Phil, that I think weakened us a little bit. What he did was... he made it possible for the personal computer to be invented. If you think of what we do on the personal computer, you recognize very quickly that we went from being a social animal to a very solitary animal, interacting with people only by way of the conduit afforded us on the internet, and we do that by way of the computer.
Well, you know, not to interrupt you, but I remember reading that when the telephone was first invented, and the telephone became popular in usage in the late 19th century, the same prediction was made that we would lose our intimacy, that we would lose our contact with other people.
Well, no, I understand that, but that was when the telephone was invented. I'm talking about this some 20 years, almost 30 years past the introduction of the personal computer. So this is not a prediction I'm making, Phil. I'm telling you that this is what's happened. Okay?
And all right, but do you single that down to Steve Jobs, or do you pinpoint that more on the people that took the personal computer, married it to the World Wide Web, and then, you know, invented things like Twitter or Facebook?
Well, I point directly to Steve Jobs because Steve Jobs created something without realizing the damage it would do. He created something without realizing the use that a lot of people would put it to. Or if he did realize it, that becomes an even more sinister reality. Because if you look at a personal computer and what people use it for, the porn industry is making a lot of money. Disinformation, misinformation. We've already seen how people put personal computer to use for evil, to harass and to bully a young girl or young people into committing suicide. We've seen this in multitudinous ways. Steve Jobs did that.
Did Steve Jobs do that? Oh, this is what I'm trying to say.
You can't see, Phil. You can't say I really respect Steve Jobs, but I don't, and I keep him separated from the evil that he made possible.
I mean the evil that he made possible. He invented something. Can we not say that the computer is used for good? And can't this argument be made that while the automobile is something that kills people and it goes too fast and it... has eliminated the leisurely pace of life, and now we're going too fast at a lot of things that we do. It also is something that has given us great pleasure. And
now you're talking about the automobile.
Yes, of the automobile, where we take our families out, we go on a Sunday drive, where we are able to see the country. There was a time when people, without the automobile, people spent their entire lives having seen only a small portion of this country that they grew up in. And you see...
I think you can apply that to a lot of things. But I'm not going. But you can't say that the automobile, there's one person. You can't say the telephone was something that when people made these predictions about the telephone, they came true. Steve Jobs, this is different. Steve Jobs created the personal computer, and as a result of that, we have people every day, and I mean all over this country, and every minute of every day, looking at pornographic websites, paying good money to look at these pornographic videos, paying good money to look at these sex sites and so on. That is Steve Jobs doing. And you cannot say he was a great man and at the same time ignore what he did, which was to bring this kind of depravity into our home.
But he didn't. You can't. I don't see how you can hang that on him as something that he purposefully did.
Whether he purposefully did it or he did not do it, the sin of omission is nonetheless the same thing. When you do something and you aren't aware of the evil that you have done, you didn't think about it, you didn't really expect it, so on and so forth, that does not excuse you. You are a grown adult. You are supposed to look and see what the consequences of your actions are going to be. Steve Jobs brought this kind of sin into the American home. He gave us the opportunity to harass children and make them kill themselves.
Well, you're really indicting him now for these things.
While he did not do it directly, he is responsible.
He created something called the personal computer, or made it very, very possible, and now all of the sins that have been committed using that device on the World Wide Web, you lay directly at his feet.
If I don't do that, Phil, if I can't say Steve Jobs did a wonderful thing by creating the computer, but no, he has nothing to do with the sins that were committed, if I can't say that he does have something to do with it, then I'm being dishonest with myself, I'm being dishonest to God, I'm being dishonest to your audience, and I'm letting Steve Jobs off the hook when he should stand there like a man and take the punishment that the devil or whoever...
Well, now you've got him in hell.
No, I'm not going to make that prediction, but he needs to stand there and before God and take that judgment.
Well, now you've got Steve Jobs in hell.
No, not... I do not.
Well, you said the punishment that the devil is going to mete out.
I don't know who will mete out the punishment.
Well, is he in heaven?
I'm not God. But Steve Jobs is going to have to stand there and answer for the porn that has seeped into every nook and cranny of our society, that is in everyone's home, that every child can see, that every husband can see, that every broken-down marriage has been caused by, all kinds of depravity that now is at one's fingertips through the use of a credit card or a download. Steve Jobs did that.
And no, he didn't. No, he did not.
You don't get it, Phil.
Because a man creates something, then every sin that has been committed as the result of the creation of that device is his?
If you can show me a man that invented something that was not responsible for the sins of the people that used it, then I will agree with you. But you can't show me one.
I just mentioned... Well, all right, so the telephone...
The telephone was not invented by one person.
What about Alexander Graham Bell?
No, Alexander Graham Bell developed a way of communicating by way of a wire. He did not develop the telephone.
Well, all right, let's take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. Henry Ford didn't invent the car.
No, Henry Ford invented like assembly line.
All right, we'll be right back with David Castorini on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about Steve Jobs, and is he responsible for all the bad stuff that people have done with personal computers since he helped make them possible? It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have on, and we welcome tonight, David Castorini from Castorini Youth Ministries, as we talk about the life and times of Steve Jobs. And I'm very disappointed, Pastor, to hear you talk the way you do, because there are so many people obviously respected this man, and so many people used what Steve Jobs created for good. I mean, this is not a guy that, this is not a man that was out there creating bad things on his own. I recognize that what you're saying is true. A lot of people did things that, with the personal computer, that could be construed as very evil. There's no question about it. But to indict him, Steve Jobs, to me, seems very, it seems cavalier. It doesn't seem like it's very good reasoning or judgment.
Phil, I understand how, I think a lot of you, your listeners, would agree with you, and I understand how a secular person is going to approach this. I have to approach it differently, Phil. I have to approach it from the standpoint of God. The internet is wonderful. The World Wide Web is wonderful. The personal computers are wonderful, but they are nothing compared, Phil, to the glory of God. And when a man like Steve Jobs creates something without any thought as to the evil that it is going to do.
And what about the good?
You keep bringing that up, but I'm telling you, you cannot separate from a man's actions only the good and say, this is what we will judge him by, and we will not judge him by the evil. God has judged Stephen Jobs by now. And I don't know what God said. You want me to tell you what God said? I don't know.
Is it possible that a man so loved and...
Phil, a lot of people love a lot of people. I'm not going to go to the Hitler analogy because it's not...
Well, that's not even close to a good analogy.
No, it is not. You're right. But I will tell you, Phil, that even evil people have their admirers. That doesn't mean anything.
No, but I mean, come on. Look, the internet has afforded us the opportunity. I've often said the following thing. Tell me if this isn't true, then we'll get to some phone calls. Is it not true that the internet is like having the world library in your home?
It's yes, and that means you also have access to a woman. To a woman urinating for the sexual pleasure of men, and children see that, to a woman defecating.
Okay, all right, I understand.
See, now you want to cut me off. You don't want to talk about the evil, only the good.
Let me take a phone call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Here is Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor Castorini.
Hi, I've got a question for you, Pastor.
Yes.
So you're comparing him to Hitler, which is a horrible
analogy. No, I'm not. I said I'm not going to use that analogy. The analogy that I wanted to use was any person who is evil most likely has admirers.
But are you saying Steve Jobs, I don't mean to interrupt you, Sarah, but are you saying he's evil?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying he's evil. I just don't think how many admirers we have tells us anything about the person.
So would you blame a gun company, for example, say Smith & Wesson, would you blame them for every gun death
No, I would not. I said to Phil earlier, one man invented what Steve Jobs invented. If you can point to the man that invented the gun, we could have a conversation. But
well, it's
we
not
can't.
Just him. There was a whole team of people that invented the internet. I mean, you can't say that he's the only...
No. Steve Jobs didn't invent the internet. No, he didn't invent the internet. We're talking about what Steve Jobs did. The personal computer is what Steve Jobs... Without him, there would be no personal computer. So that's why I have to indict him.
Okay, now, so in other words, if there was a guy who invented the gun, that guy gets a pass.
No, he stands before God. He stands before God and God's judgment.
For every gun death ever?
All of the, because that man never took into consideration someone putting that barrel deep into their mouth and blowing the back of their head out. Yes.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
How can a man come up with something like that?
Oh, So in other words, what you and Sarah want to do is give a man all the glory, but he's not responsible for all the evil. No, no. Not me. Not Dave Castorini. I don't go there.
He can't be responsible for something that someone else did. I mean, it's their choice what they do with that weapon or that computer.
Right. We got to take a break. Sarah, thank you for your call. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil. Not me. Henry. No, no. No, David Castorini isn't going to walk down that garden path.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. If you're watching Phil TV in HD, you can see that we're doing a little interactive tonight. We've got the scrolling video of Steve Jobs speaking, the many things that he helped develop, the storyline as it has been told on YouTube and other places is there on our website as well as we do our show tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is David Castorini of Castorini Youth Ministries, talking, quite frankly, David, and we were joking during the break, but you've gone so far as to speculate as to whether Stephen Jobs, where he is in the afterlife.
No, I don't think I have, Phil.
Well, did you not say he'd stand?
I said that he would stand before God and God's judgment because I'm not like Westboro Baptist, which, in my opinion, is a blaspheming, that is a terrible, terrible and blaspheming use of the Lord Jesus Christ, his great work, and his suffering and dying for us. I'm simply saying that a man has to take responsibility for what he does. Stephen Jobs should have seen the desire that the human race has to look at naked people having sex. Now, here is a guy who developed the personal computer, and he didn't see that someday people were going to be not using it to investigate the libraries of the world, as you have said, Phil, but to find the most demeaning copographical, which I don't know if you know what that is, but that's actually the eating of excrement for sexual pleasure.
Whoa. I mean, are you telling me that, you know, you're going way out into some very extreme examples? You're telling me all of this stuff is the fault, the knowing fault of Steve Jobs?
I'm saying, you know, God said a tree is known by its fruit. A tree is known by its fruit. And some people can take that and say, are you talking about fruit in terms of a homosexual? No, I'm talking about what you create. All right, Steve Jobs and a man on all fours lapping up,
you're running a long way for that one.
I don't think I am, Phil.
No, you're running a long, long way for that one. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joseph in Boise, Idaho. Joseph, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I've been a
yes, sir.
For over 28 years, and I cannot believe the stuff that I'm listening to from a person that's supposed to be a man of a God. Jobs created an instrument that he did not create the web service that was used for all the pornography. Henry Ford created an automobile. He didn't drive all the drunk drivers and put them in behind the car and kill people.
Well, Henry Ford did not invent the automobile. Henry Ford refined the invention of the automobile. He did not invent the automobile. And that's what I'm saying to you, Joseph.
He made the Ford, and the Ford car is what he designed. And if you put somebody that's drunk behind the wheel, he's responsible, not Henry Ford. And if a guy blows somebody's head off with a gun, the guy who pulled the trigger is at fault, not the gentleman who made the gun.
Who's the man that made the gun? No one. It was developed by the Chinese Army in conjunction with a great many people who use gunpowder and a bayonet. So there's not one man. There's not one man that invented the car. But there is one man who could have seen the filth that a man was going to immerse himself in by way of Steve Jobs' computer.
Wait a minute. I want to jump in here.
No. What's that?
Maybe he was looking at all the good stuff. I mean, all the medical stuff that's going on. totally outweighs any pornography that's on there. And that's, you're talking about the web. You're not talking about a computer.
I'm talking about the instrument that is used to access some of the most extreme filth that I've ever seen.
Don't go on the internet. Wait. You won't extreme it. I mean,
are you saying to me? Well, I want to ask you something. Are you saying to me now that because Steve Jobs gets all the benefit and we praise him, and some people, sir, are praising him almost as much as you praise Jesus, which I really I'm very uncomfortable with. But are you saying Steve Jobs gets all the praise and he gets no responsibility for these tapes of women who defecate?
All right, do we have to, you know, why are you bringing up such vile examples?
Because
he made
that's
a computer,
what people,
not the web.
He made the instrument, by the way.
I mean,
so, wait
a
second.
The car's fault for rolling. He didn't create.
No, you're really missing my point.
If he's missing, how are we missing your point? This gentleman and myself and others have said, you have something, and people take it, and they turn it into something. Let's take God. You want to talk about God? God said, I've created man, and I've created the earth, and I've created the animals. But really, the free will is man's. The free will is man's, and man does what he will. And so you say war and all of the...
Phil, it's the same thing. Are you blaming... If you're not going to blame God, people say that people cause wars, okay? Do people also cause the beauty of the sunrise? No, God does. So what are you talking about?
Huh? What are you talking about?
No. Well, go ahead and laugh if you want, sir.
I don't understand what you're thinking about. This is why people think Christians are out of their minds.
Oh, God. No, sir.
Lord Jesus is full of love, not pointing your finger and calling people what you're saying.
Jesus pointed to the Pharisees.
Watch people defecate and eat it when he made the personal computer. There wasn't even no such thing. You had to go to a bookstore, to a dirty film place to get that stuff. And I just don't understand how you put the two together.
Well, sir, I'm saying to you that when Steve Jobs knew that there were people out there that cruised toilets and wanted to Phil doesn't want me to say, but they wanted to eat what?
Oh, God, you know, I don't want to hear that again. Do you understand?
All right. you see how this man is laughing? If we have war, do you blame God for war? Do you blame God for war, sir? No, you don't. Do you praise God for the polio cure, that was the vaccine? Do you praise God for that? Yes, you do. Why?
Yes, I do.
All right, but you do not praise man. By your reasoning, we should praise man, but we don't. We only praise God for the good. We blame man for the bad. I'm saying God wants us to take into consideration everything. If Steve Jobs is sitting scratching his chin and saying, I invent this computer, I will be able to look at more filth than ever before.
And Steve Jobs?
I have to assume that, yeah.
Steve Jobs invented the computer so he could look at porn.
I have to take that into consideration if I'm going to use the honesty that God has granted me. And that's what I'm saying.
But what about saving people's lives with it and bringing information to people?
He might have.
He thought about porn. That was a lack of information because the internet wasn't alive yet.
Why?
So how could you think about it?
Yes, of course it was alive. The internet's been around since the 1950s.
No.
It was only used by the military. Yes, it was, Phil. Phil, do you know that?
Well, I know the internet was around before it became the phenomenon it is. It was used primarily by government and military.
Right.
But the point here, you're saying, and there's, you know, yeah, it was a totally different thing.
Well, you two guys, you fight amongst yourselves, okay?
No, I'm not fighting with Joseph. He agrees with me. Listen, sir, I appreciate it, Joseph. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. So Steve Jobs is what we're talking about here with David Castorini. And we're talking what Mr. Castorini or Pastor Castorini is saying is that Steve Jobs has been praised too much, I think. And
I believe that Steve Jobs has done great things, Phil. I think that Steve Jobs has been praised by people who have almost deified him. They have almost turned him into a Christ-like figure.
In what way?
Well, I think that when we look at Steve Jobs and the death that he suffered, it's a terrible death, it's a painful death. Pancreatic cancer is a terribly painful way to die. But by the same token, we cannot separate ourselves from the reality that since Steve Jobs died in this very terrible manner, in this hellish manner, that was not God's punishment on him for inventing something.
Oh, God, that's in the days
Hold on. I want to finish what I'm saying here, Phil.
In the days following that man's death, to say that the pancreatic cancer that he had was the result of God's punishment.
I'm not finished. I'm saying that God gave Steve Jobs all of the marvelous reward of his invention. Steve Jobs, I'm sure, was a very wealthy man. But also, because he invented a device that allowed people to access video of women and dogs. And
okay, you know what? You are bringing up things on purpose that are of such extreme pornographic nature.
No, I'm bringing up the reality, Phil.
Yeah, but you're using them in the same vein as Steve Jobs. I don't think it's right to say that this somehow. It's almost like you're saying he invented that stuff.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he died.
And this idea that he died painfully is God's wrath is really wrong. Really wrong. You're the one who said that you can't judge God. You can't know God's judgment.
No, I cannot know God's judgment.
And you also said that you don't agree with the Westboro Baptist Church, that they are blasphemers.
I believe they are. Yes, I do.
All right. What's the difference between them and you saying that Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer was God's judgment on him? And that he's going to have to answer for more in the afterlife because he invented a device that delivers this pornography.
It's not just pornography. That's why I'm bringing up dogs. You won't let me bring up the dog and donkeys. And
what do you need? I know what you mean.
All right, well, you're getting very, Phil, your anger is more of a sin than anything I'm saying.
And so you're telling me that I'm a sinner even though we're not going to, we don't know what God is saying.
And stumbling through your words.
In what way?
You just went God. You meant to say God, and you mixed him up with Steve Jobs. And so here we have Phil Henry, the host of a TV, of a whatever you do, a radio show.
Yeah, I do a radio show. You're on my radio show.
I know that.
And whatever I do?
I know that you're on a radio show, but you compared Steve Jobs to God and went Jod. That is significant to me, Phil. I don't think Steve Jobs is a bad man. I think he's simply a man that God judged, and God decided to send this man into the afterlife. Well,
don't say it. Don't say it.
Well, Phil, I fear no man. I God is my protector.
Okay, that's fine, but don't be so disrespectful.
Phil, Steve Jobs was not Jesus Christ. Steve Jobs was a guy who got lucky.
Got lucky. So now the guy's lucky, on top of the fact that he's a sinner, on top of the fact that he is being judged by God, but he got lucky.
He got lucky. He didn't get that lucky because God's got him now, and God's going to... And I guess you don't want me to bring up... Well, can I bring up the fact he's Jewish?
Okay, so, all right, so...
No, I knew you'd get upset.
No, I'm not upset. I just want to make... I want to be very clear with my listeners and you. He's Jewish... He invented something that accesses porn, not just porn, but bestiality and the eating of excrement. And he also, I forget the other thing.
And the cancer.
Oh, yeah, the pancreatic cancer was God's judgment. Put him on hold, bud, will you please?
Yeah.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Youth Minister David Castorini on Why Steve Jobs Hold the Phone. There may be some things that God needs to judge Steve Jobs for. One of them, people accessing porn on the internet and other things. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Man.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. For patriots, by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we're going to be talking in the next hour with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County about talk radio and the conservatism of talk radio and the disappointment that a lot of people have had in our show for not, quote, following the format. That ought to be an interesting conversation. David Castorini with us on Steve Jobs, and we have been very happy to show you interactively on Phil TV and HD as you listen to our show some of the moments in the life and times of Steve Jobs and Apple. We're showing right now him introducing the iPad, and another clip of him introducing the iPhone. It's been very edifying. With me, though, is a man who has said that Steve Jobs should be held accountable for the porn. And you've even gone so far as to say the porn that involves the eating of excrement. And
I said, you asked me not to bring that up.
Well, I'm bringing it, I'm mentioning it now as an example.
I'm bringing up the most extreme examples of what Steve Jobs brought into our lives. He's a good man. Steve Jobs is a good man, but he brought into our lives a world that has confused us, has tempted us, and has caused a great many of us to be honest with you, a great many of us to virtually book our reservation for hell, if I can say something that silly. But that's what's happened. And Phil, you, with your website, allowing people to access some of the filth on your program, I think you're a wonderful guy. But you know what you've done. And
what I've done? What have I done?
You have a bit. I heard the bit, "All You Can Eat Negro," where a man howls with laughter. Is that you?
Yes. That's a comic bit that has nothing to do with anything important. Let me get to a phone call here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I'll talk about that in a moment with you if you want, Pastor. Here is James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hello, James. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor David Castorini.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today,
yes, sir.
Gentlemen?
Good.
I'm good, James. How are you?
Oh, fine, sir. Mr. Castorini, I'd like to make a statement, and then maybe just quote something to you and then give you a chance to respond, if that's fine.
That's certainly fine. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Well, first off, from the way I was raised and brought up, judgment is God and God Almighty's alone. It's not my place to judge anybody. That's my statement. And if I could,
is this going to take time?
Would you, Dave, excuse me, Pastor Castorini, would you let the gentleman finish?
I just was going to ask, was it going to take very long?
That's for me to keep track of, not for you, Pastor. Go ahead, James. Sorry for the interruption.
Just like to say one more thing. In the book of Matthew, it says, judge not lest you have been judged. For what measure you judge, you'll be judged by that measure and one added to you. And why boast is about your brother having a splinter in his eye and you can't see the beam. You've got a beam in your own eye. It says, first, remove the beam from thine own eye and then go to your brother and say, here, brother, let me help you get the splinter out of your eye. That's how the book of Matthew, King James Version of the Bible. And that's all I got to say.
I didn't understand that, though. I didn't understand what you just read.
That's a very famous passage.
Hold on, Phil. Hold on, please. Could you say it again, what you just read? Because that does not comport with what I know from the Bible.
It says not to pass judgment upon other people. It says judge not lest you have been judged. For what measure you use to judge, you'll be judged.
Well, okay, right there. I didn't hear that. All right, right there. I didn't hear that. You said judge not for what measure. It's slurred together. And
okay. Yeah.
Phil, excuse me, James. Phil, I'm going to ask you something. I say this with love in my heart. Would you shut up? Go ahead, James. What is it again?
Just judge not lest you have been judged. For what measure you judge, you'll be judged by that measure.
All right. I can't understand that. What measure judge?
You know something, Pastor?
I asked you to shut up.
You don't tell me to shut up on my show. The gentleman is reading. I understand him perfectly. What is the problem?
I didn't understand what he said. Is that a sin? Are you telling me now what a sin is? I'm the one that says what a sin is, not you. I'm not God, James, but...
James is basically saying something we all know from the Bible, which is, if you judge another man, make sure that the beam is cast from your own eye, meaning your own, the obstruction to your own vision, and the obstruction to your own life. The same thing about, you know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Isn't that what Jesus said?
Well, if I'm going to go along with that, and I do, Jesus said that. I don't know if he said that. If I'm going to go along with that, that means I'm going to stand there and watch a guy stick a knife in you, Phil, and take your money as he runs down the street, leaps into your car, hotwires it, and goes away. You know why? Because I can't judge him.
Oh, that's asinine.
But you don't know enough about religion. See?
Theo, you pretty much covered what I had to say, sir, and you did a lot better job probably than I could have. But you gentlemen,
have a good
evening. God bless, and take care.
Well, see, I'm well.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that very much, James. 877-876-PHIL.
The thing that I resent, Phil, is a lot of people, especially the Southern preachers, go, well, Bob, day in the book. I didn't understand one thing that man said. And you tell me, if I see a guy stick a knife in your gut and then run away, hotwire your car, drive down the street, steal beer, and there's a few other things, I can't do nothing because I can't judge him. Let the beam be stuck up my...
Phil.
What's that?
It's the end of the hour.
The beam is stuck in my...